Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the all-timer show. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Well, we had some incidents that happened over the weekend. Hundreds of teenagers and young adults descended downtown over the weekend and just caused a lot of havoc. Cars were vandalized. A couple people got assaulted. Two teenagers got shot. And people were just trying to figure out, you know, what's causing this. And one of the people that I saw this morning when I was watching the news was Sherman Dilla Thomas. And for those of you that don't know who Sherman Dilla Thomas, he's a Chicago TikTok historian. And what he does, you know, he does, you know, mahogany tours, and he goes around the city and tells history about certain neighborhoods in the city that you may not know about. And I want to get him on to kind of talk about the root causes of what's happening with our youth in the city. And Sherman, he joins us now. Hey, Sherman, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me, Brian. I'm doing great.
Hey, so first of all, tell me a little bit about what you do as far as contributing to the city and contributing to people in the neighborhood.
Well, I run Chicago Mahogany Tours. We're a bus tour company. We take people on neighborhood tours. We'll pick you up downtown. We don't do downtown tours. We tour the neighborhoods, Pilsen, Little Village, Pullman, Bronzeville. We try to uplift those spaces, teach people the origins of the names of the neighborhoods, things that come from the neighborhoods, people that come from the neighborhoods. But also we tell the stories of what happened in some neighborhoods, right? We talk about where the vacant lots come from and different policies. So a really comprehensive neighborhood history tour. And then I also tell those stories on social media.
When you do these tours, do you get many people that's from the neighborhoods, like from the south and west side?
So I would say it's 60-40, right? It's probably 40% neighborhood folks, people from these neighborhoods, and then 60% either tourists or corporate activations bringing tourists to the space, right? So sometimes it's people like the United Way or Habitat for Humanity coming to learn more about the community that they serve.
And since you know a lot about Chicago and its history, you gave kind of like a good insight of maybe why these kids are acting out. So what do you think is the root cause of the problem historically with what's going on in Chicago?
Before I answer that, I want to say that myself and my family and most of the people I know, we don't condone the actions that we saw. We don't think that hurting people, hurting property, having weapons, causing damage, we don't think any of that stuff is cool. And we think that people who perpetrate crime should face consequences. Now, having said that, there are root causes on why they're down there. For instance, just look at what happened last summer, right? Almost half of our pools were closed on the hottest days of the summer. Where else are they going to go but the beaches? Now, we being community leaders and thought leaders, people who run foundations and not-for-profits, we forecast these things 10 years ago. Today on the Fox News, I was talking about the program Ceasefire. For the first time in over two decades, they had gotten the murders, not the murder rates, but the murders below 500. And they were cut off from the budget because they had a problem up top. But meanwhile, there are automatic wards here in Chicago that the last three or four aldermen have been arrested. We don't cut those wards out of the city council, right? We continue to try to figure it out. But places like Inglewood, places like Roseland, places like Woodlawn, they don't have anything thriving. You don't hear about Park District lock-ins anymore. When we had midnight basketball on the south side, it could be proven. You can go in the newspaper archives right now. You didn't have downtown flash mobs when you had midnight basketball, when the route had a lock-in, when the rink had a lock-in. Those are things that people could do. And every single time there needs to be any type of budgetary cut whatsoever, it gets taken from the poorest communities. They take music out of the schools. They take arts out of the schools. And the place that has created drill music, gospel music, house music. There's only one performing arts high school on the south side of Chicago. That's Walter Diet. There's a four-year waiting list. In 08, they tried to close Walter Diet and it took a 180-day hunger strike to keep it open. And so in a place where there are no resources, there's no hope, you have to walk at least 2 miles to buy an orange. You expect those people to act the way you want them to act all the time. It's not going to happen. Now, I'm not even a fan of, you know, NAACP basketball and that type of thing. But I remember when I was a kid, it happened to be in North Carolina when they won. And next thing I know, I'm standing on top of a car celebrating, right? There is a such thing as mob mentality. We need to afford that type of grace to those kids, too. Sometimes there are bad people doing bad things, but most of those kids went downtown because there's nothing else to do in this city. The reason there's nothing else to do in this city, because there's been tragic disinvestment on the South and West side. Inglewood has a 30% home ownership rate because of redlining. No other reason but redlining. That's insane, and we have to look at those things at the root cause.
One of the questions I definitely want to ask you, and we're talking with Sherman Dilla Thomas. He's a TikTok Chicago historian. Have you been looking actually to expand the Mahogany Tours and to involve the youth?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a very good question. I appreciate that. We're looking to teach people how to give their own neighborhood tours, right? Not only just as a way of activating pride in that neighborhood, but actually a way of earning money in order to be able to do productive things in the summer, right? So we're interested in training people in that way. If you listening to the airwaves right now and you have a non-for-profit or you're a high school teacher, please send us an email. We certainly will do presentations and do tours in order to help people better understand the spaces that they live in. And while we do tell the stories about restrictive racial covenants, we do tell about the history, we try to make everybody leave with an activation, right? We want us all to be in the fight and making this city as great as it can be.
We got a new mayor here, Brandon Johnson. Have you been in contact with anybody from his team to try to kind of be that youth outreach person?
So it's my fault that I missed Mayor-elect Brandon when he was at Rainbow Push with Reverend Jackson. We had canceled some time that morning to talk to each other, but we're going to see each other on the 25th at an event. And I have been in contact with Mayor-elect Brandon and looking forward to helping him make our city great.
All right. Now you have it. Sherman Dilla Thomas, Chicago historian, and he runs Chicago Mahogany Tours. If you want to check him out on Instagram, it's at @6_Dilla. That's the number 6FIGGA_Dilla. That's DILLA. And make sure you check out Chicago Mahogany Tours as well if you want to, you know, take a trip around Chicago and get a little bit of history. Hey, thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me, brother.